Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live at My Sister Code Radio Podcast. Sitting at the Queen's table with CEO founder Janita Jones and our beautiful stakeholder Queens. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at My Sister Code. Giving recognition to these beautiful queens, Nikki Reed, author D.N. Miller, Amelia Johnson, Sharita Newell, Tears Davis, Therese Sherrell, and Katara Polland. Crown on, Queen.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Sister Code, sitting at the Queen's table. This is your host, Janita Jones. I have the pleasure to interview with Ms. Therese Sherrell. Ms. Therese Sherrell, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Queen. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for asking. Do we also have Ms. Amelia on the call?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Queen. Welcome.
Hi, Queen. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thanks for asking, sis. Do we also have Ms. Nikki on the call?
Yes, I am. Crown on.
Crown on, Queen. Thanks for joining. Well, ladies, I am so excited to have this great interview with our Queen, Ms. Therese Sherrell, and our subject for today, sitting at the Queen's table, is building healthy relationships. So before we get started, I just want to go ahead and just to get some feedback, just to get some opinions about Ms. Therese Sherrell from our guest that's on the call right now, sitting at the table, which is Ms. Amelia and Nikki. At this time, I would like to start off with Nikki. Nikki, let everybody know that's listening. Let us know, what do you know about Ms. Therese?
Well, what I know about Ms. Therese, she's a very spiritual, beautiful person inside and out. She's a helpful, she's God-fearing, and she's always where she's someone you can reach and ask questions. She'll be there to her sisters. She'll teach you, and really herself being teachable and always willing to, a helping hand, a beautiful mom, has a beautiful daughter. And she's a God-fearing woman who's there for each and everyone, as well as herself. As they say, Miss AKA Hollywood. And,
yes, right. Miss Hollywood, yes.
Yes, Miss Hollywood. But in all in all, she's a very good person. You know, if you need somebody to talk to, or you need an interest, or just some ideas, or just something to bounce off, for feedback, she's a true person, honest, and she's there for her sisters as well as just always being transparent and being herself.
Awesome. Thank you so much for
thank you, Nikki.
That
you're welcome.
Awesome. And actually, just, when we do sit at the Queen's table, we love for guests to speak on other, speak on our interviewees. And just to let the listeners know who's going to be talking, who they're dealing with, sometimes it's good to get other people's opinion when it comes to, our special guest sitting at the Queen's table. So I just want to thank you so much, Miss Nikki, for that great introduction on Miss Therese. And I know she goes by the name of Reese, so you guys will be hearing me calling her Reese. So thank you so much, Miss Nikki. Is there anything you would like to say to the listeners? Awesome. So at this time, I have the pleasure to have Miss Amelia. Amelia, are you on the call?
I am.
Hi. So go ahead and let us know, who is Reese? So let us know more about Reese, because I know that you actually build some relationship with her as well. So go ahead and let the listeners know, who is Miss Reese?
Who is Miss Reese? Miss Reese is a woman who knows her stuff. She is one who is willing to share her knowledge and is so supportive. The one quality that I love about you, Reese, is that whatever knowledge you have, you share it with everyone. You give your pointers, you give your views, and you fine-tune something. And for that, I have learned quite a lot from you in a very short span of time. So to say that I've only known you a couple of months is actually incorrect, because it seems like I've known you my entire life. So if anyone ever needs some advice, please call Reese. She gives some great advice. She gives some great suggestions. And, you know, she always leads with an example or gives some follow-up feedback for you. And with society going how it is now, being honest, being transparent, letting you know the ins and outs of how things can work for you is truly a blessing. So to have her as my sister, I really want to say thank you, and I appreciate you very much.
Oh, I want to cry.
Oh, thank you. You're going to make me cry. Thank
this
you
is
so
what I
much.
Love about the Queen's Table, because we could just be so honest, and you could just feel the love from, you know, Nikki and from Amelia. You could just feel all the love at the Queen's Table. So this is what we do at the Queen's Table. We sit down, we chat, we have girl chat, and we get to know each other. So just hearing those well introductions about Miss Reese actually touched my heart. And this is actually Janita. I am the host for today. And what I can say about Miss Reese is all of the above. What the Queens mentioned about Miss Reese, that's who she is. She's actually a Team Virgo. She's a woman. Of course, she's a woman, but she's a mother, and she is a coach. She is a life coach, very inspirational, motivational life coach. And she's all about building healthy relationships. And when I had the pleasure to speak to Reese when she first got introduced to the Sister Code, and I had that time to talk to her, and I felt like I was talking to someone like a duplicate of me, because she is just so outspoken. She's very honest and transparent, very positive. Everything that comes out of her mouth is so positive. And I just had the pleasure to talk to her. And I remember when Amelia told the team, which is me, Danielle, and Nikki, she said, "This young lady is on fire." She said she give us recommendations, she give us feedback, she is ready. And they became buddies, and they built this buddy system. And I was just listening how their system was working so well, where they would be on a phone call together, and they would just say, you know, well, yeah, me and my buddy discussed that already. And it was like in one accord, in alignment. I mean, these young ladies work very well together. So when I seen that teamwork that she was pushing out, and also Amelia, and it was working together, I said, wow, we definitely have a winner on our team. So that's what I can tell the listener about Miss Reese. And Amelia, sis, I thank you again for all the compliments you've given her, for just taking the time out to get to know her, and plus bringing her to our team. Thank you, Miss Amelia.
At you don't
this
make
time,
me cry
I was like, well, that's what we do at the Queen's Table. And also, I want to just give a shout out to Miss Nikki as well. She's always there. She's ready. And she was just ready to give her spiel when it comes to Miss Reese. So at this time, I have the pleasure and the honor to introduce to all the listeners that who does not know this young lady, her name is Therese Sherrell. She is a coach. She is an author. She is an entrepreneur. She is a mother, and she's a positive influence. Her name is Miss Reese. She goes by Miss Reese. Miss Reese, are you on the call?
And yes, I am. Oh my God, y'all have me all over here, all flustered. But yes, I am here. Thank you so much. And it's so amazing when you hear, you know, other people speak about you, especially, you know, I just recently became a part of the Sister Code. When you hear people that haven't known you as long, like, you know, we've only known each other for the past month or two, but to hear you and Nikki and Amelia speak so highly of me, in just that short of a time. This is a testament to what God is doing in my life and to how God can bring people together, you know, for such a time as this, and how people can see things in you that you may or may not see in yourself. Now, most of those things, you know, I already know about myself, but to hear, you know, to hear someone else, you know, say it, it really touches me and it really humbles me. So thank you all for being the amazing queens that you are and for being so welcoming and embracing me and supporting me. I thank you for that.
You are so welcome, Queen. Thank you so much for joining us at Sister Code. You bring so much of a value within the group and your influence and your positivity. So I just want you to know that we thank you so much. So at this time, it's all about Miss Reese. Let's get to know who Miss Reese is. I know the AKA, the Miss Hollywood. I know the Reese. I know the state you're from. But let the listeners know, who is Therese Sherrill?
Therese Sherrill is a confident, God-fearing, loyal, honest, valuable woman. And there's a lot to be said, but those are the qualities and characteristics that I guess I would say most identify with among others. When I think of myself and in terms of who I am and what I am, I'm a child of God. I'm a daughter of the Most High, and with that pretty much comes, you know, everything else that I am comes under that. So I am an author. My book is Live, Learn, Love with an Open Heart, Life Lessons on Cultivating Healthy and Meaningful Relationships. I am also the co-author of Unshakable Faith, and that was a book collaboration project that I did. I am the co-editor of QRTM, that's Queens Rising the Movement, digital magazine here in New Orleans. I am a local New Orleanian. We didn't say that. 504 girl representing. And I am also the founder of Transforming Consciously LLC. And that's my business that was birthed from the book. So we can get into that a little bit later, but that is my business. And it's all about transforming the mind. And with my business, I just inspire to help individuals, women and men, mostly probably women will be my clients, but I just want them to appreciate and acknowledge relationships and see them for the lessons and blessings that they are. And I believe that transformation starts with the mind. Scripture, Romans 12:2, be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. So it's just about transforming the mind and the way you think, and I believe that, you know, once that happens, everything will fall into place. Everything will be in alignment with God. And once you change that mindset, everything else will follow.
I love that. I love that. The renewal of the mind. You have to have a create a clean heart and also the renewal of your mind. And when you say that, Reese, let's just go into that for a second, if you don't mind, because I know the listeners are listening. So when you say create a new mind, I'm sorry, to renew the mind, what exactly does it mean to renew the mind?
Well, it means to get rid of the old thinking and habits, you know, that you may have, the old way of thinking. You know, there's, it's like a new sheriff in town. So it's time to unlearn some things that you may have previously learned. You know, when you were a child, you did things as a child. Now, when we are adults and grown, we see that the world has changed and it is constantly evolving, and that requires that we adjust with the time. So it's about just making sure that you are in alignment with God and His purpose, and that means the old way of doing things may or may not work anymore. So that it's about being flexible. But like I said, when you transform your mind, everything will follow. Like, okay, let's say you want to get in shape. So the first thing is you have to think, okay, I want to get in shape. So from there, it's like you have to control your mind. So what are some things that you are going to do or that you can do to get in shape? Well, you're going to eat healthier. You're going to exercise more. So those things in itself seem relatively simple, but if you don't train your mind, you know, you won't be able to accomplish the task. You won't be able to achieve the goal. So once you have it made up and set up in your mind, this is what I'm going to do, and you stand firm and steadfast in that, and you put in the action, because it requires some work. You just can't think about it. You have to do it. You know, like Mikey, just do it. Thinking about it is one thing, but doing it is another thing. You know, faith without works is dead. So I can think, oh, I'm going to lose weight all day, but if I'm not, you know, putting in the necessary steps to go along with my thinking, you know, once I get my mind, you know, right, then everything else will follow. So it's just about being totally transformed, and I believe that when you are transformed, when you are changed, when you become a new creature in Christ, the old things and habits pass away. So the
Amen.
Old way of doing things are no longer valid. They no longer work. So once you change that mind, and I'm very big on that, especially as it relates to relationships, and I think oftentimes we don't really see relationships for the lessons and blessings that they are. You know, we're in the relationship, we go through it, and if it ends, you know, we may toss it to the side like it never happened. But my purpose and my mission is to really get people to transform the way they view relationships and the way they view themselves in relationships. So when you do that, that's when we can create and cultivate these healthy relationships, because we have a better idea of the goal that they are meant for. When we begin to see ourselves the way God sees us, and when we treat ourselves and others in that manner, it just changes our whole lives. So that's where the transformation starts, in the mind. So that's very important for me, to really help others understand how important it is to just change the way they think about things, the way they view themselves and others.
Wow, Reese, that was a lot of gems right there. That was a lot of nuggets. I'm hoping that the listeners are paying close attention, because what you said is to renew the mind, transforming, transformation. You have to think, you have to believe, you have to have faith. That is awesome. Very, very good information. I'm praying that everyone is listening, taking notes. This is a coach, a life coach, that knows how to build healthy relationships. So, Reese, you brought up some good points, and you mentioned about relationships. But before we go into relationships, I do want to bring this up, and I believe I didn't mention this, and I'm sure that you didn't mention it as well. You also going to you're in class for ministry, correct?
Yes, I am. I am a minister elect at the City of Love in New Orleans under the leadership of Bishop Lester Love and Pastor Frank. Yes, I am a minister in training.
Praise God. Because when you was putting, you know, you was throwing the quotes, the Bible quotes, I'm like, okay, I forgot the ministry part is there, because, you know, another Christian can identify another Christian. So when you start speaking that language, like, wait a minute, the listeners need to know that this is a woman of God that is a life coach that is speaking the word. So it's really important that the listeners know that you are elect minister. And I just congratulate you for that. It's a blessing. So let's get into building healthy relationships. You're welcome. So tell us more about healthy relationship. What is your perspective with becoming or involved in a healthy relationship? How can a person build a healthy relationship, Reese?
Well, the first step is defining a relationship. So let's define a relationship. Before we can speak about building it, we must first know what a relationship is. So in my book, I give you the definition of a relationship, because I really want people to understand. So for this purpose, Webster defines a relationship as a connection between two or more people that shows how they feel and behave towards each other. So it's a connection, association, or affiliation with someone else. So relationships take on many forms. We have familial relationships with our family. We have casual relationships. We have romantic relationships. We have business relationships. So it's many different types of relationships. But I think that while all relationships are not created equally, each one has the power to teach us about life, ourselves, and others. So although you can't approach them all in the same manner, there are some basic components of what I believe constitute a healthy, successful relationship. So I think about it like when you're baking a cake, you know, you have to have all the right ingredients, right? You need your egg, you need your butter, you need your oil, you need your flour. And I'm not really a baker, I'm just going off the top of my head with these ingredients, but you all know what you need. So it's like, if you have too much, it's not gonna taste right. If you have too little, it's not gonna taste right. But you need just the right ingredients and just the right amount of each ingredient. So relationships are pretty much the same way, but remember, we have to acknowledge that they're not all created equally. So that means what may work for you in your relationship may not work for me in my relationship. So it's basically knowing the person that you're in a relationship with and finding out what works for you. But the basic components that I would say most relationships, if not all, should have would be communication, trust, honesty, loyalty. We need to have some common values. We need to have some understanding. There's going to be some sacrifice and compromises being made. There's going to be some, what else would you say? Those are just some, you know, there's many more. But those are the ones that I think are really the most important. We need some forgiveness. We need some support. So there's going to be, you know, different elements. But like I said, those, in my opinion, when you look at the relationships that are successful, they would have most, if not all, of those, coupled with some other things. So I think that's a strong foundation. Like, we're building a house. We're building a relationship. So we know we have to have a strong, solid foundation. Because if we don't, you know, it's going to crumble and fall. So outside of that relationship, remember, the other relationship, the first most important relationship where we really get the strong foundation is our relationship with God.
Yes,
He
amen.
Is the ultimate relationship, and He wants to be the ultimate relationship. And I believe He is a perfect example of a relationship. He had communication. Look, He made the sacrifice. He gave us His only Son. So He trusted, you know, you can trust Him. He's faithful. He's forgiving. So He is the perfect example of a relationship and all of those things I said, and even more, you can look to God and that's everything you need and want in a relationship. So we know there is no one perfect. So outside of that part, we were made in His image and likeness. So we are perfect in His sight. And when we began to see ourselves as perfect in His sight, the way He sees us, and when we see others in that manner and they see us in that manner, that's where you really get the healthier relationships. Because relationships are two-way streets. You know, it's not a one-sided thing. It's not me walking on the street. You know, somebody else is walking on the other side. So it's something that both parties should have. And another thing I say is it's mutually beneficial. The relationship has to be mutually beneficial. If you're the one that's getting all the benefits, why am I in a relationship? What am I bringing to it? What am I getting from it? So it's very important to make sure that we engage in healthy, mutually beneficial relationships. I think that's pretty much what we all should strive for. If we don't, you know, some people are a little different, but for the most part, I believe that that's what we want, healthy, mutually beneficial relationships.
Yes, wow, powerful. I love what you said. We got to first understand the definition of a relationship because a relationship is so broad, it can be many forms of different relationships. So once we understand that, you know, and then we can be able to come together collectively, because I always believe in, and, you know, quote me if I'm correct, I always believe in, in life, it takes a team to do anything. It takes a team, even in a partnership, a relationship, building a business, a family, it takes a team to do it. So I love what you said, Reese, because you said first we need to understand the definition of the relationship, understand what type of relationship we're getting involved in, and then build from that and understand the foundation of it. It's like building your home, like the blueprint. And what really stood out to me, what you said, was God is a perfect example of a relationship because the sacrifice. He gave us His only Son. He sacrificed. He communicated. He, you know, gave us so many signs before destruction. So He's the perfect example. Wow, this is awesome. I'm actually taking down notes.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is awesome. So all of this is what you discuss and talk about in your book.
Yes, it is. So in my book, I break down the various types of relationships, like I said, the faith, the family, the finances, the relationship with your friends, with your partner, spouse, with your children, and with yourself. But it definitely starts with God. So that is my first chapter, Faith Is, because that's where it ends. You know, it has to start there. And definitely for me, you know, growing up in the church and being a minister elect, that's where my faith is. So That's definitely, you know, a very huge, critical, crucial part. And just understanding God and how he created us and why he created us. So that's the other piece of the relationship, because that's crucial to the success or failure of every human being. We cannot survive without relationships. So even taking it back to when God created the world, he created Adam. And we know that he didn't want Adam to be alone. He needed him to have a helpmeet. So that's why he created Eve. So even then, in the very first beginning, God was there. He created Adam. He developed that relationship with Adam first. Then he wanted Adam to be in relationship and to experience the fullness thereof that life has. So he gave him Eve. So, you know, you all know that story. But for me, that goes to wow. So we cannot survive without relationships. We weren't created that way. We're not meant to be alone, but you can't be in a relationship with everybody. You can't be in a relationship with anybody. So that's, got to keep it real now. But that's just, you know, that's just getting to the healthy part, because every relationship, truth is, may not be healthy, but it's something that we should strive for. So when we know the signs of a healthy relationship versus the signs of an unhealthy relationship, you know, when you know what you do want and what you don't want, you can create that healthy relationship. Because, you know, some may start off healthy and become toxic. Some may never be healthy at all, but we choose to engage in them, you know, maybe because we have history, maybe because we have a child with the person. So those are things that when you look back at it, you have to look at the signs. And if it's not pointing to the healthy elements, if it's not pointing to the mutually beneficial, you know, getting better, wanting to have more, wanting to experience relationships the way that God designed, then you have to step back and evaluate your purpose for being in that relationship. Now, like I said, all relationships are lessons and blessings, even the ones that don't work out. So every relationship we engage in may not be a healthy, successful relationship, but you are meant to learn something from it. You are meant to teach that person a lesson. And even if it doesn't work, it served its purpose. You know, you taught the person something, you learned something from the person, and that kind of segues into the reason, season, lifetime people. Because every relationship we engage in, whether it's, you know, it's business, whether it's romantic, whether it's, you know, casual, platonic, it may not meant to be there for a lifetime. You know, it comes to serve a purpose. God places people in our lives at different times for various reasons. And, you know, some we want to make a lifetime, and I believe that's when we come into problems, have issues. We want to make a lifetime. We want to make a lifetime into a person that was only there for a reason or a season, and we don't know how to let go, and we don't know how to embrace, you know, the reason that God placed them in our lives, because, like I said, we have history, we have children. But after that has passed, after we get the lesson and the blessing, if it's over, you have to learn how to let it go, but you can still appreciate the lesson and the blessing. You don't lose that part.
Yes.
You know, you let the person go, but you still keep that.
Yes. I love what you said when you said as for a season and a reason. And a lot of times we're in relationships and don't understand why, but God have us there for a season and a reason. And like you said, you said it's lessons and blessings. I love it. You can learn from it, and then also you can get blessed behind it, because God is going to make sure he pulls away from a situation and when it becomes so toxic. But what stood out earlier, what you said too, when you said survive without a relationship. You said, you know, sometimes we go into this relationship thinking it's a blessing, but it's not. And that's where we have to read the word when he says unequally yoke. See, God put a lot of this in his word for us to learn, but that's unequally yoke. I love it. Also, I wrote down when you mentioned this different type of relationship. You said faith, relationship of faith, family, friends, children, spouse. So it's so many different type of relationship, and that's the reason why it's really important for people to understand you cannot survive alone. As you mentioned earlier, you say God created Adam and Eve, a couple, partners, to make it. And a lot of times people believe that they can build something on their own, and it's impossible. What do you think about that, sis?
I agree. I agree with you. And that could be, I don't want to say, it's different reasons why we may do that. You know, sometimes life has a way of, you know, you go through some things in life, and then sometimes we may feel as if we're alone and, you know, we don't really need anybody and we can do it on our own. And that's not really true. You know, you're always going to need someone, whether you think you need them or not. And you're never alone, because as long as you have God, you're never alone, because he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So in those, you know, moments, you know, and we all, even Christians, we have those moments that we may feel alone, you know, where we may feel like, you know, God, where are you? You know, I'm going through something. You know, I can't feel your presence. You know, I can't hear from you. So there will be times that, you know, even the most Christian, most seasoned Christians go through that. But, you know, that's really where you have to tap into that faith. That's where you really have to, you know, seek him diligently and read his word. And that's where you will get a lot of experience from. So I do believe that, like I said, we cannot succeed in this world alone, you know, whether you think you can or you can't. But just know that there's going to be something, you know, even God is working it out behind the scenes. So even if you think you're doing it by yourself, my bishop teaches us that everything you get is going to be through the hands of another person. So you may think you're doing it on your own, and God may be whispering into the ear of your partner or spouse. He may be whispering into the ear of your boss, your manager, your supervisor. So while you think you're doing it on your own, you don't know the people that God is choosing to use as the resource. He's the source. He is the source of all. But the people that he places in our lives and the things, they are the resources. So you never know who God is going to use to bless you. So that speaks to the, it's so nice to be nice. That's why we have to be kind. That's why we can't treat people mean and ugly, because that very person may be the person that God has sent to bless you. And the thing that gets me is, if God is so amazing, he is, we don't get blessed by the people that we, you know, would expect to or want to. You know, we may think, okay, our blessing is coming from this person, and it may come from the least likely of people. The person that you may least expect, it may come from your enemy, your frenemy. So you just never know who and how God is going to use someone, you know, to bless you. So we have to be mindful. We have to be mindful. And remember, I'm talking about that mind again. We have to transform our mind and the way we view ourselves, the way we view others, we view relationships. Because I'm just thinking about this. We all make choices. A relationship is a choice. We choose to be in a relationship. You don't have to stay in that relationship. You know, you choose to be for whatever reason. So, you know, some are healthy and some are not healthy, and you make that choice. So even when you know, you have to ask yourself, why am I choosing to stay in this relationship that's unhealthy, that's not benefiting me, that's not helping me to grow, that's not helping me to get better? You know, these are some things that you have to ask yourself, and I believe this speaks into the having a relationship with yourself. Because if you are in a place, okay, we say self-love is the best love, self-love is real love, you have to teach people how to love you. You have to show people how you want to be treated. So if you don't feel that you're worthy or that you're valuable, you're going to accept what another person gives you, because you don't know, you haven't transform your mind into thinking that you deserve better. You know you deserve better. You're a child of God. He wants the best for you. So if God wants the best for you, we should want the best for ourselves. So if we're with a person that doesn't seem to want the best for us, that's not helping us to get better, you know, in any area of our life, then that's not the person for us. That's not the relationship for us. But you have to get to that point on your own. And the thing that amazes me is that people can see things that we can't see. You know, when you're in a situation, you can't really see those things because you're in it. So it takes a person from the outside looking in to notice things that we can't notice, or we don't notice, or we choose not to notice for whatever reason. So that's still the power of God using people. Now, these are going to be the reason people, the season people, or these are going to be the lifetime people.
Yes.
These are going to be the people that we're going to learn, you know, learn these lessons from. And like I said, it's a give and take. we are teaching them about things, they're teaching us about things. So in the book, I speak about, you know, a particular relationship that I would have liked to see as a lifetime. You know, that's where I say, there we go. But it was a season, and it was a beautiful season. You know, we were there in each other's lives, you know, for that season. You know, he taught me some things, I taught him some things. You know, it made me look at life and things a little differently. And when our season ended, there was no ill will. You know, there was no harsh feelings. I mean, we're still cool. It's just that we recognize, you know, that was our season. Now, hey, seasons come and seasons go. You know, maybe our season may come again. But the lessons that we taught each other, the lessons that I learned, even when it was over, I felt good. Like, you know what, God, I really needed that. And you, you know, you selected him as the person to teach me that at the time. You know, maybe it would have been someone else, but it would have been a different lesson. You know, you don't know what God is going to select and choose you for. But like I said, you still have to embrace it and you have to appreciate it. We didn't hate each other after it was over. You know, we acknowledged, we accepted, and we adjusted. And I speak about that in the book as well. You have to acknowledge, you have to accept, and you have to adjust.
The triple A's.
Triple A.
That just came
triple
to
A.
me.
That's right.
Right? The triple A. Get recharged. I love it. Well, I'm going to open up a line for a question for one of our listeners, and her name is Tyrese. But before we go there, she's actually our sister code queen as well. Before we go there, I love what you said. You have to know thyself and be teachable. So it's all about renewing the mind. So at this time, let me open up for any questions, and I am going to open up the line for Miss Tyrese. Tyrese, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing tonight, Queen?
Blessed.
All
are
right,
you, Queen?
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Queen. Listening to your interview, it was amazing. I appreciate everything you said. But my question is for you tonight, Therese, is I noticed that you mentioned that you are a relationship, you deal with relationships. Did I hear correctly that you deal with the mindset as well?
Well, yes, that's my business, Transforming Consciously. But, yes, that's what I do, my relationship coaching through, yes.
Awesome.
Transforming the mind.
A little bit more? Awesome, awesome. Because I heard you say it. And I was like, wow, so you, if these are two entities all tied in together. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, say that part again. Are you referring to the business or?
Yes, the business.
Yes, Transforming Consciously. So I do my relationship coaching, and I'm also an author and speaker. But that's, you know, the company that I do all of that under. But my transformation deals with the relationship aspect. Transforming your mind as it relates to relationships and just, you know, learning to see yourself as God sees you and the way you view others in relationships. So that speaks toward the engaging in healthy relationships, because once you change the way you view yourself and others, then that will lead to the healthy relationships, because you'll begin to see them as the lessons and blessings that they are in our lives.
Amen.
Awesome. Amen. That is good. Awesome. One more question for you, Ms. Therese. Have you ever had to turn somebody away from giving them the relationship console because they was like receptacle of what you were saying? Have you ever had to like turn them away, like refer them to like a higher higher to get the help they need to get the healing from their relationship?
No, not yet. It may come at some point in time, but no, I haven't had to do that yet.
Awesome. That is awesome. Thank you. That's my questions, and I appreciate you. Keep doing great.
You.
And keep shining. I love it. You are so welcome.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, Tyrese. Absolutely. So at this time, we do have another guest caller, and this guest caller, the last four digits is 9904. I am going to unmute your line. Hello, are you there? Last four
digits.
Hi,
good evening, Queen.
Hi.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Who have the pleasure
Thank you
speaking
so much. This is Iva. I'm Teresa's colleague from college, my sister in Christ. I'm so glad she invited me to join in on the call. I knew her, like I said, I knew her from college, and I go to her church every now and then for City of Love. but we've been in the prayer circle for some time, and she told us about the book, and we've been trying to read the book, Live, Love, and Learn with an Open Heart. And I'm going to tell you, Queens, that if you haven't read the book, get it, read it, speak with someone about it. You're going to have to talk and chat about it for some time. The prayer circle and I was stuck on chapter one. That's how deep the book is.
Oh, wow.
We got stuck on chapter one called Faith Is. And I don't want to give y'all too much, but I'm going to give y'all a little bit.
Please don't.
Don't give them too much, girl. Don't give them too much now. They got to get the book.
Wow. I'm already excited.
I'm telling you, I'll say this. The way that God had her align the book shows that God was upon her life when she wrote the book with the team that she was with and everything. Because the chapter one was Faith Is, and she says live, love, and learn, right? So she has it lined up to show you that if you want to live and you want to learn and you want to love, you got to work with your faith relationship first. Mm. There's no way you can do any of that living, loving, and learning if you don't check your faith relationship. So she has that at chapter one. That's how you know God was upon them. Then she broke it down and said family matters. So you want to live, love, and learn. Once you deal with your faith relationship with God and the self-love, then we're going to talk about your family relationship. Because they're your first teachers. They're your first teachers. Yeah. Y'all going to see? Yes. So the next
Look, I already got a text.
Break it down,
Abba.
Break it down.
They said a sneak peek.
Yes.
You hear what I said?
We call her TC. TC can teach, y'all. She has shown us so much. But I'm telling you, chapter three, then once you deal with your family relationships and family matters, then you get to your friends and your finances. You know, that's, like she said, people don't realize that that's a relationship too. You know, your finance, how you have your relationship with your finances is a big deal. You know, and I'm telling you, we didn't realize a lot of the things we did by reading her book. So I'm going to leave it at that. But like I said, we love TC. We love Therese Sherrell. We love Hollywood. We love everything about her. She's just her name. We learned about her name stands for inspiration and empowerment. So that's what she does. And I heard you speak about every time you talk to her, she's positive. She's inspiration.
Yeah.
That's her name. So she has no choice but to live up to her name. And she does a great job. I love her.
Hey,
thank you. I love you, too. Thank you.
I think I need to purchase this book right now at this moment. Well, I do have to say this. She's going to actually host a book club for Sister Co. We have book clubs, and we have a book club series for every 6 weeks. It's a six-week series, I'm sorry. And she's going to be hosting the book club, and she will be talking about her book. And the book club, for the listeners, it starts August the 2nd. She is going to also do another interview a week prior to her book club, and she's going to host this book August 2nd. It starts at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So, listeners, if you're listening to what the young lady gave us, she gave us so much information about this book, family, finance, faith. I mean, that's just triple F right there, you know. So definitely be a part of this book club series. Purchase her book. Reese, please let the listeners know how they can purchase your book.
Okay, I will. So the book is on Amazon. It is, and I can post, well, they won't be able to see it, huh? Well, when we go back, I can actually post it. But it's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. You can also check out my website. It's TerriceSherrell.com, and that is spelled TerriceSherrell. But if you go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you can just type in Live, Learn, Love with an Open Heart. You'll see me pop up with a big red dress, and you will know that is the right Live, Learn, Love.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, listener. Anything else? Any final remarks? Okay, I don't think she. Okay, maybe she got disconnected.
Okay.
So, yes, wow, Reese, I'm just loving the feedback that I'm hearing.
Thank
this
you. We have
so
another
awesome.
One.
Yeah, so let's go. Let's get back to, and I'm going to take another caller in 5 minutes.
Okay.
But let us know more about the chapter in regards to finance. She mentioned about finance, relationship when it comes to finance. Can you give us a sneak peek in that area?
Yes, I'm only going to give you a sneak peek in that area. So the part about finances really just gives you a better idea of your finances and the relationship that you have with your finance. So I thought about being a good steward of what God has given us. You know, oftentimes we want more and we don't feel like we have enough. So for me, it came down to what are you doing with what God has blessed you? He won't bless you with more if you're not able to manage what he has. So it comes about just being a good manager. And I have Matthew 25:21. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. So that's just talking about, you know, life in general, but I broke it into the money. So once again, it comes with transforming the way we view money and its value. And I have money as an investment for my family's future. So it's a resource used to have greater access to certain things. So when we manage our money better, you know, it was an understanding that me and the money had to come to an agreement. We had to reach. I was in control of it. It was not in control of me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, growing up, finances was something, for me, I don't know about others, that parents didn't really speak about financial matters in front of kids. You know, that was adults. You know, you didn't have to worry about that. It wasn't nothing they openly discussed around children. So, you know, we did receive an allowance, and I saved my money, and when there was something that I wanted, you know, I spent it. But they weren't teaching the value of money, of building credit, you know, of saving and investing in school. So, you know, our culture pretty much for the young people, you know, they make money, they spend money. So it's just learning to appreciate money and see it for the value that it is. And just learning to make better choices. It's all about making choices. But you can't do better if you don't know better. So if no one teaches you about, you know, valuing money and saving money and investing money, then you will never seem to have enough, because when you make it, you're going to spend it. You know, and growing up, like I said, coming home from college, I had a job. So, yay, you know, I want to look good. I had my car. I had my place. You know, I was Hollywood for real. So, right, you know, I was Hollywood living. So, you know, even at that time with, you know, minimal responsibilities, like I said, you know, I had a good job, but I was spending money. You know, I wasn't saving as much as I should have. I wasn't investing as much as I should have. And that's just, when you learn those things and know those things and build that foundation, you know, there's so much in the Bible about money and finances and riches. And, it, you know, it goes so much deeper than that. You know, it goes so much deeper, you know, than just having it.
I can remember being young and my, probably like my mid, at least my late 20s, I had brought, late 20s, okay. Probably early 30s, I had brought my first ML320 Mercedes-Benz. Again,
okay.
You know, being young, not saving, no money for investment. Everything was based on the outer look, you know, looking good on the outside, driving this ML320 black leather seats, looking nice and looking cute, but didn't have no investment.
Didn't have no investment.
Yes. Well, at this time, let's take another caller. I'm going to unmute the caller with the last four digits, 9132. 9132, your line is going to be unmuted at this time. Do you have any compliments, any questions for our guest speaker?
Yes. How you doing today? I'm Cynthia. I'm also one of the ladies that was in the circle. I just want to take the opportunity to enlighten the listeners. This is a book that you must read. It engaged in a lot of knowledge, experience, and not only that, tools that you can refer to throughout your life journey. For me, it brought light to a lot of areas that was dark to me. It helped me to be rejuvenated. It rejuvenated my spirit. It inspired me to get back up and get back into the game of life. I felt like I couldn't move. I was crippled because of a hurt of a relationship. But when I looked at what Therese wrote about relationship, it really gave me a different perspective on my relationship. It made me step back and evaluate my relationship, especially with God. It was just so powerful to read this book, and not only read it, but to study. I was stuck in chapter one, too, because
began
to speak about faith, she began to speak about the faith, and it made you really stop, look, and think about your faith. You know, oftentimes we say we have faith, but faith is an action word. So if you cripple and you can't move, but you proclaiming to have faith, that's contradictory, okay? Yeah. So it really did, it brought life into my dark areas. But she also spoke about Therese. I heard her speak about the two-way street. If you decide to get this book, and we really wish you would, it would not only be a blessing to her, but I promise you, you will be blessed. The tools that she have, the words that she have put in this book, it will be a tool for you at all time, no matter what relationship you go through. As she spoke about early, that you're going to learn about your family, your broken relationship. We're going to, as a woman, we tend to have the negative of the relationship. But in her book, she teaches us to take it and use it as a lesson. And that's powerful. So I was amazed when I read the book. Like I say, I was stuck in chapter one for a while, but it has done me a great deal. And I recommend this book to anyone. You can be inspired through this book.
I cannot wait
thank
for August 2nd
thank
to
you.
Get here. Hurry up, August 2nd. I cannot
thank
wait.
So
oh, wow. Thank you so much for giving us that feedback. We really appreciate that, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Likewise,
thank
Queen.
You so much. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, my
so
God.
Awesome. I'm just seeing so many 504 on the line. I'm going to go ahead and unmute another line from 504. I think you have so many support from your state. I want to unmute line with the last four digits, 0175. 0175,
okay.
Your line is going to be unmuted to give Reese a compliment or to give us some type of inspiration. Your line is going to be unmuted. Hello, are you there? Last four digits, 0175. Are you there? Don't be shy. Okay, well, maybe that caller is shy, but you have so many supporters on the show, Reese. This book
thank
must
you.
Be
thank
awesome.
You.
I cannot wait for August the 2nd. And I know we have 8 more minutes for the show, but I'm going to probably open up the lines I'm just going to randomly select callers,
okay.
And hopefully they won't be too shy to speak. But I am going to randomly select. We have a caller with the last four digits. Let me see. 5198. Well, let's go with 1596. Caller, last four digits, 1596. I will unmute your line. Please say something. If not, I understand.
Hi, this is Patty. And,
hi, Patty. Hey, Queen.
Hi.
Hi.
No, I just want to say, wow. The power comes through strong. And I really
thank
look forward
you.
To the book club. I'm pretty sure you're going to have, we're probably going to get stuck on that first chapter for a while. So,
right? Yes.
And it's interesting because I'm writing my final paper for school, and it's on faith.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
Gospel Essentials, actually. So I really look forward to it, and I thank you. I'm glad I was on the call.
Hey,
and
man.
Thank you so much for being on the call. Thank you.
Before
oh,
I meet your line, Patty, Patty has a ministry herself. She's a woman of God as well, and she has a prayer line. She's one of our sistership, and she does the prayer line, and her prayer line is from 6:15. So after we do the book club and the radio show, we usually just call in on her prayer line because she has some powerful prayer warriors on the line. Patty, could you please give the listeners the number for they can call in at 6:15 today after this show? And just, I mean, you could just feel the presence of the Lord, the presence of the prayers. I mean, they are so open to pray for each and every sister that's on the call. Could you give us that information real quick, Miss Patty?
I'm getting that right now. You would ask me that right now.
The line
I just
is
gave
so
it to
powerful.
Deborah. Yeah. It is, I know, 701. Yes, back in here. As I fumble through, you hear me going through everything, right? 701-802-5132. And the access code is 311-8753.
Okay. Can you repeat it one more time?
701-802-5132. Access code 311-8753.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Seth. We really appreciate it. God bless. I am going to open up another line with last four digits 5198. Last four digits 5198. Let me first unmute. Hello, are you there? Last four digits 5198. Okay, I'm going to mute your line. Okay, so you. Sometimes the callers, you know, get a little bit nervous, and we understand. You know, Miss Reese, let the listeners know more and more about you and your book. Just let everybody know how they can get in contact with you, your Facebook account, your website, your social media accounts, email address. Please let the listeners know.
Okay, so on Facebook, I am Teresha Rail. I have two pages. I have a Teresha Rail page, and that's T-E-R-I-E-C-E, Sherelle, C-H-E-R-E-L-L. I also have a page for the book, so that's going to be Live, Learn, Love with an Open Heart. You can look it up on Facebook. On Instagram, it's I Am Teresha Rail. My Twitter is Teresha Rail, and my website is TereshaRail.com. You can Google me. Once you start typing in the first name, it'll pop up. Like I said, Can't Miss Me, Big Red Dress. But I just wanted to speak about, for a moment, I know we'll be off, the power of connections, and about how God, this is a chapter in the book, and I speak about how God connects you with the right people at the right time. And what I believe is happening through, you know, through this organization, my sister code, through my circle, through the City of Love, and pretty much every other thing that I'm a part of, is God is connecting us, placing us in positions, connecting us with the right people at the right time in our life. So for me, it's about being in alignment. And I say everything has to be in alignment in order for it to work out perfectly. If you connect with the right person at the wrong time, you may miss out on the opportunity. If you connect with the wrong person at the right time, things still will not work out. But if you can connect with the right person at the right time, you begin to accomplish things you never even thought possible. So that's about having that access, that all access. And you'll get my story when you purchase the book. You'll see how the book came to be written, you know, giving you a background about how it was written through the All Access Foundation, which is a foundation from C.C. Harrison. She was the CEO of our church at the time. And she had this organization that mentored young girls and women in the areas of going back to school, becoming a first-time homeowner, writing a book, or starting a business. And, you know, I have a master's degree in business administration, so I wasn't thinking about school. I was doing a credit repair, credit restoration business, so I wasn't thinking about that. So I said, you know what, let me get back into writing. I've always written, loved to write, used to write poetry. I share all this in my story. So it just goes to how God will place people in your life to help push you into your purpose and destiny. So I've always liked to speak and read and act, so and write, of course. So when this opportunity came up with All Access Foundation, I took it. And one of my mottos is stay ready so you don't have to get ready. The opportunity presented itself. I was ready. You know, I prepared. You know, you and I talk about that. And because I was obedient, because I was aligned with the right people at the right time, this book, my first book, one of many, I'm working on a few other projects now, an ABC series. I'm working on a devotional journal to this book, and I do have a workbook. So you have not seen the last of Teresha Rell, and you most definitely have not seen the last of Live, Learn, Love with an Open Heart. I just want to thank God for the opportunity, for the people, for just allowing me not to be afraid of my purpose, to have those people that, you know, help push me into my purpose and destiny, and not being afraid to bust that door down. You know, when you get that access, you don't just want access, you want all access.
Yes,
so once I had that all access, I was like, boom, access granted. I'm going through. I'm never looking back. And that's what I've been doing for the past year and a half. The book was published December 16, 2018. So it'll be 2 years old in December. And, yes, like I said, I do have some upcoming projects. So it's just to remain faithful. You never know what's going to happen or when it's going to happen in your life. But you always want to be prepared, or as prepared as you can, and just allow God to bless you and be open to the people. Like I said, it may not be the people you think or you want to receive your blessing from, but you just have to have an open heart and mind. And my last quote will be, the only way to give and receive the pure, unconditional love of God is to have an open heart. There is no other way that you can do it. Your heart has to be open to both give and receive. And if you can do that, if you read this book and you learn a lesson, and you see the blessings, it will teach you how to live, learn, and love with an open heart. And that's what I believe our purpose is in life. If you can do those three things, I believe you pretty much have this life to get out. You can have a healthy relationship. You can have it all, but you have to live, learn, and love with an open heart.
One thing I learned about your book so far, Reese, and you know us Virgos, we're very observing. One thing
yeah.
I learned about your book, you speak with triple letters, the triple A. I heard about the triple L. Now I just heard about the triple L.
Yes.
Right. So that is powerful when you can find three letters, the same three letters, and come up with some powerful words that's going to be in alignment with all three, faith, family, friends, live, love, learn. Triple A. I can't remember all the triple A. Was it account? What was the triple A again?
Acknowledge, accept, and adjust. And I have some more
there
triples in the book, but you got to get it. So for our Sister Cold Sisters, I have that on a Facebook page, book club page. I have all my contact. For the rest of my people, New Orleans supporters, thank you so much. I love you all. Y'all know how to reach me, how to find me. For my City of Love church members, I know we got Pastor G on the line. Y'all remember Pastor G from our Black Kings Matter series. So we have some on the line. So I just want to thank everyone for sharing this time with us and spread the word. Live, love, learn. Let's get it.
Yes. So before we disconnect, I have the Sister Cold Queens call unmuted, just in case you want to give a final word. And then I'm going to let you close us out with your quote again, or a final report.
Okay.
So at this time, I am going to go with our first stakeholder, which is California, Miss Nikki. Any final remarks?
Yes, I do. I want to, Therese, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your message, for the tools that you're giving, the knowledge that you're sharing, and just being a and being a part of the Sister Code. And I am so thrilled and excited that you are a part of us, and look forward to many more things to come, as well as your teachings and bringing the experience to the Sister Code. Thank you, Queen.
Oh, thank you, Queen. I appreciate it so much. I got some coming on the way to you. Thank you all so much.
Okay, our next Sister Cole stakeholder, she is from New Jersey. Miss Amelia, any final remarks?
I have to stop crying in order to speak right now because you're just so powerful. All I know is that I just can't wait to get your book. I just can't wait for this book club. So whoever is listening, please. Please join in on some amazing subjects we're going to be discussing because this book, I'm so excited. I just can't wait. And congratulations on your book and all of your trips and all of your success. You know, you really deserve everything that's coming your way, sister. And I'm so blessed to have
you. Oh, thank you. You about to make me cry. Thank you so much. This was my first buddy. This was my first, my always buddy, my forever buddy. Thank you so much. We learned some things from each other. We talked some things. This was my first buddy and my sister, Cole, and I'm forever grateful for everything, for your guidance, your wisdom, your support. My forever buddy. Love you, Amelia.
Oh, y'all making me want to cry. Stop it.
I got something coming for you, too. Oh, I'm sorry, Janita. Okay, I'll wait till I'll save it. Come on, I'll save it.
Crown on, Queen. Love you. Our next stakeholder, we have our stakeholder from Virginia, Miss Tyrese. Any final remarks, Queen?
My final remarks is
Everything that everybody has shared, I'm going to piggyback on it. One thing I know about you, Therese, is that you are definitely a leader. And listening to you teach your leadership call has definitely had me tap that in for you. You answer my questions, and you have introduced me to your bishop or your pastor. I don't want to use the wrong order.
Bishop.
Well, you introduced me to your bishop one day, and I was like asking you these questions and stuff, and it's like you just broke it down because honestly, I was stuck. Like, it's like I was like wondering, like, why am I doing this? Because you just broke everything down to me. So now it makes sense. I started writing down everything that you taught me on that day, on that call, and now I'm putting it into play in my life. And I'm watching the transformation of my finances to already improve. I didn't really know the meaning of how to sow. You taught me properly already how to sow my seed and how to sow and how to go into the kingdom of soul. And I just thank you so much for what I have learned from you this time. And we haven't even been knowing each other this long, but you have really been teaching me. I've been taking notes and I've been watching you, and I'm going to continue to follow you and take your advice because I know this is kingdom advice that you're giving me, and I thank you so much.
Amen.
Oh my God. Thank you for just allowing me. You know, this is really a testament. You know, it's not me. It's not me. God is just using me. And if one thing I said, like she said, I didn't know, you know, we had those things. You never know when a person is watching you or following you or listening. And that's why it's so important to make sure that everything you do it unto the Lord. I didn't even know, you know, we spoke. I didn't know she was taking these notes. And she jumped on a call at 6 a.m. with the bishop. And I share Pastor G's call. You know, we share that at 6:30, his daily dose. So just to see that you're really applying these things and, you know, you're not just, okay, she told me this, moving on, but really applying them and seeing how you can get better really touches me, and I thank you, and I thank my pastor and my leadership. We speak about harmonic prosperity, and that's prosperity in all areas, physically, spiritually, mentally, relationally, financially, and that's how you get better in every aspect of your life. So you can, you know, do it one at a time or try to do them all, but it's just about getting better because God wants the best for us, and we should want the best for ourselves. So thank you so much for allowing me to teach you and being willing, having that open mind and allowing what I'm saying not to fall, you know, on the ground, but to grab it and take it, you know, chew it. Some things you may need, some things you may not need now, but thank you for just being open. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay, so queens, you have it. Listeners, we thank you so much for calling in. This is Sitting at the Queen's Table, hosted by Janita Jones with my sister co-state holders. At this time, I'm going to let Ms. Therese give her final remarks and her quotes, and we are going to close the show up for tonight. God bless. Go ahead, Ms. Therese.
God, I didn't say it enough. I'm so sorry. Hold on one second, but one thing that I just want to share, if I could leave you with, and I left it a few moments ago, is just to have an open heart in mind. And one quote is, there is nothing more beautiful or greater than an open, loving heart. When our hearts are open, we can both give and receive that pure, unadulterated, unconditional love of God. For God is love, and since we are made in his image and likeness, we too are love. With open hearts, hands, and minds, we can begin to experience the fullness of God and live our best lives. I encourage you to keep living, learning, and loving on this journey. So I just want to thank you all for taking this time, for, you know, thinking about me, for wanting to get the book, for joining a book club. Come on, get the knowledge, get the wisdom. Please share it with friends and family members so they too can learn how to get to live, learn, and love, how they can see their relationship differently and see themselves differently and set healthy boundaries. Come on, join us, please, next month. And even if you can't make it, my information is still out there. Whenever you're ready, just reach out to me, and I'll definitely be there to assist in any way that I can with anything. So I just want to thank you all. God bless you all. Thank you.
Crown on, please.
Crown on. Good night. Thank you.